Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Mattias Mattsson, the chartering coordinator of Meri Aura in Turku, Finland. First and foremost, Mattias, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to be here joining you.
Very good. You are most welcome. And of course, we are almost neighbors with you sitting on the west coast of Finland and me on the east coast of Sweden. So we can almost shout to each other, right?
Yeah. And as we chat here before, you now know where our office is here in Florida.
Definitely.
Really close to the terminal, yeah.
Definitely. I could see it from the ferry yesterday. Yeah. Listen, as with all my interviewees, I always give them a chance to elaborate a little bit on their background in logistics and how they ended up in the position they're in. So with you, there's no exception, Mattias. How did you end up in the Meri Aura and how did you get into logistics in the first place?
Yeah, so the maritime industry has always, like, I knew from the beginning that this would be like my path. I actually started studying to become a captain, or I did finish that as well. So, and then I went out sailing on some ro-ro vessels for a company called Woodby Shipping. So I was there as an officer for a while. But I always knew that I also wanted to do something something with like a short job and do something more within the shipping business. Mm-hmm. After I finished my captain's degree, I went back to school to study economics.
Okay.
Here in Turku at Åbo Akademi University.
Okay.
And here I was studying, it's like a mixture between data science and economics. So we, of course, have all these same courses as for a normal economic degree, but then we read more in depth to the data science so that we could sort of help companies like when they're thinking about some digital solutions, we could be there in between and so on. So I actually started my own startup company back then, just to like be in the industry, and we were doing some small things in the maritime industry and so on. And then one time at Maritime Fair, I went to visit Meri Aura, because I of course knew Meri Aura from before and knew that this is actually a company that I really would like to work for. So I went there and our managing director was there at the Maritime Fair, and I asked him if he had any jobs for me.
Okay.
So he said, no, not at the moment, but he will keep me in mind. And about 4 months later, he called me and asked me if I would join the team here at Meri Aura.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Here I am.
Yeah. Fantastic. So how long have you then been there at the Meri Aura shipping firm?
Yeah, so I'm actually quite new here in at Meri Aura. So I started was it in May last year?
Ah, okay.
So I haven't
just,
been.
You can say you COVID started.
Yeah, I COVID. So I mean, COVID. This is like the normal for me. Everyone is talking about like the normal days. I'm just like normal for me.
Yeah, you brought the COVID to the company.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, but that's good.
It's interesting because I haven't even met all my colleagues that we work with here at the office because,
gosh,
of course, with all the restrictions and yeah, we have a lot of people that has been well over a year working from home.
Yeah.
And so
let's hope this crap gets eradicated soon, because everyone is getting tired of it. I mean, even we are doing a Zoom call now, and Zoom in all respect and Teams, and maybe it gives flexibility, but meeting face to face can never be replaced by anything online. That's definitely for sure.
No, that's true. But I think a lot of good things will come in the end from this also. I mean, we have now figured out ways to like do these kind of meetings online. So you don't necessarily need to travel to Europe to have like a short meeting. Sure. You can do a lot of things over like Zoom and Teams and
But we would like the combination, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that there will come some good from it as well. So
of course, it's like I said with one of my many divorces, so something good came of it. So
yeah.
Okay, but that's great. Tell me about Meri Aura. I mean, the name. What does it mean in Finnish? Does it have a specific name, and does it refer to any area in Finland? And what is the company's? I believe you own some special ships, don't you?
Yeah. So Meri Aura is a family-owned business.
Okay.
Here from Finland. So the founder is still very active here in the company.
Okay.
And he started, Jussi Mälkiä, he started the company in 1986.
Okay.
And since then he has been doing a lot, and this is like his company, and he's still very much active, and it's very nice to see.
Okay.
Meri, it's actually stands for sea in Finnish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. So yes, as you said, we have some special vessels. So we have like in Meri Aura two different sides. We have the bulk chartering, mm-hmm. with the normal coaster vessels, and then we have like the project side. Okay. And I'm mostly working now on the project side with the project shipments, and there we have two open deck carriers.
Oh yeah.
That we are using, and their name is actually Meri and Aura.
Okay. So. Okay. It's not one ship, it's two different ships.
Yes. Yeah, it's two different ships. I know sometimes when you read the mail, people mix it up, because we are Meri Aura, then we have Meri and we have Aura. And
okay.
It's, it can be hard sometimes, but they are sister ships, so they are almost identical.
And what's special about them? You mentioned they're open deck, so they have a very open and spacious deck for project cargo, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we have they are DP classed. We have ice class on them, and then we have like a huge open deck area that we can utilize for heavy all kinds of heavy cargo. So we do a lot of row shipments when it's easy to roll on board and roll off the cargo. We have our own ramps and keel blocks that can be utilized in the shipments.
Okay.
And of course some heavy liftings we can do, but then we need for cranes from shore or some floating cranes.
And actually, it's funny that you mentioned, it reminds me of something. I saw that the port of Grenå in Denmark and the port of Södertälje in Sweden recently, they took delivery of two Leaper shore cranes. And I think they were transported by one of your ships, first discharging at port of Grenå and then the port of Södertälje, right?
That's correct. We have... we do a lot of crane shipments. That's one of our bigger segments, and for all the big manufacturers, we can do like these crane. Okay. Crane shipments.
I remember the joke was when I spoke to the port of Grenå, he said that they would place one of their older cranes and send to Södertälje, and then they'll keep the two new ones. But of course, I'm sure they would have noticed it, even it's in Sweden, you know. So
I guess so. Yeah, I remember the shipment. Yeah, we had two cranes. Yeah, this is true. We had two cranes from Rostock.
What is your headcount at the Meri Aura in Turku? How many guys men and women you are at the office?
That's a good question. We are in the project team. We are five people working in the project team.
Okay.
And then we have the bulk chartering. There's four people in the chartering, and then we have the operations, which is operating the vessels.
Okay.
And there is four people in the operations teams.
Okay, very
good. And then of course some administrative stuff. Okay. So,
and those special vessels that you have, Mary and Aura, they will go anywhere in Europe or even overseas. Yeah. Or tell me about where do you normally have, let's say, the route for them? Of course, money talks, but where would you, where no money, no honey, as we say. But where would you say that they mainly are employed?
So mainly in the Europe. Yeah. We have some shipments for Spain, South Spain.
Oh yeah.
This year we had also for Italy, Ukraine, and now we actually have one of our open deck carriers, Aura, in Turkey.
Oh yeah.
Building the suspension bridge. I don't know if you are familiar with that project.
Not directly. Is it across the Bosporus or?
No. So it's the Kanakkal. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly.
Okay, one of the new canals they're building. I heard some rumor.
No, it's like it's actually the world's longest suspension bridge.
That I didn't know. I have to admit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. But I mean, you can look up. It's quite a nice project. So
yeah,
we have been there during the summer with Aura, and they needed a DP2 class vessel.
Okay. Great.
So she is there and doing some DP operations.
Great.
And then they are lifting from her deck up the bridge pieces to the bridge.
Fantastic. I think we will include in this interview for our viewers some pictures or video or something that you have that can really visualize what you're talking about, because seeing is believing, right?
Yeah, that's that's correct. Yeah.
So that's
actually one of our other like segments that we can do. It's like these DP operations and infrastructure projects. So she has now been there. I guess she went down there sometimes in May.
Okay.
And will still continue for a while there.
Okay. Just be careful she doesn't get hijacked into one of the many scrap yards down in Turkey.
Oh, no. She has many good years to come still.
Ah, that's good. It reminds me again about the port of Greno, because they send out a lot of scrap for recycling, you know, and it all goes to Turkey.
Yeah. So,
I'm sure you have modern vessels and look forward to see them live. But how would you say, so that means if any of our viewers are interested in a quote for one of your special vessels with a very big open deck, then they would come to you, right? You would be the right point of entry. Okay.
That's correct. We have, or it's our project sales teams that will take the inquiry and do some calculations and planning, and it's quite much behind this. It's not only that, let's say we can do the project. It's a lot of planning. So we have in that project team, we have two supercargos that will check all the stabilities and do the transport manuals check everything with the ports and
you have the right technical competence and skill.
So we do a lot of in-house engineering and then together we can get the sales process done. So we. Yeah. When an inquiry when we receive an inquiry, we have a lot of things that we need to check. Is it suitable for our vessels? Will the port be suitable for our vessels? And can this be done? And what, for example, if we do some crane shipments to some tidal ports, then we need to check that do we have enough tidal window to discharge
There's a lot of let's say technicalities behind a successful shipment. It's not just to lock and load like a container sort of.
Exactly. So it's a teamwork to take care of this. But for sure, if someone is interested, we will. We know where to start at least to narrow it down.
That's good, Matthias. But Matthias, one of the final questions I have, we already rounded the COVID a little bit and we know that things are good for ship owners now. We know that you have special vessels. But what, let's say, many of my viewers or readers, listeners wouldn't know is about Turku or Åbo. Tell our, let's say, listeners and viewers here, where in Finland is Turku and what is about this city and port in Finland? Some history, just so we know where you're sitting, actually.
Yeah, so Turku, actually Turku was the capital before in Finland, before to Helsinki. So we here in Turku, we as a joke, we say that this is like the real capital of Finland.
yes.
Everyone knows that Helsinki is the capital anyway. But yeah, so Turku is in the southern, I would say southwest in Finland.
Okay.
So it's in the archipelago of Finland. So there is a lot of islands, and so it's quite a far way in with a vessel. And of course, you need a pilot to come in, and so it's
beautiful place though.
It's a beautiful place, yeah, and an old town. What would it be? Maybe 200,000 people living in Turku. So it's
okay.
In Finnish standard, it's quite a big city still.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's a port city located beyond a lot of islands and. Quite a beautiful place, and used to be the capital, and you have access then to the Baltic Sea, and of course beyond.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that's your home. That's your home base and headquarters.
And in the shipping industry, I know a lot of people knows about the shipyard.
Oh yeah.
Because it Turku has a real has a history for shipbuilding. We had Wärtsilä here in Turku, who had a big shipyard building a lot of vessels, and then after that now it's Meyer Turku, who is building all these huge cruise ships.
Yeah,
but they are being built here in Turku, and and a lot of the industry here has something to do with shipping, because either it can be some engineering, or it can be some they are supplying the shipyards with something. So So it's a huge industry here in
yeah. No, I've seen some of the ships that have been built in Turku. First of all, we know it's Finnish quality when it's best, and you have grand design, and you really have good stuff. So yeah, it's you're right, for the shipyard, definitely Turku should be known to shipping people at least.
Yeah, and that's also one of our segments. We bring a lot of ship blocks here to the shipyards in Finland.
Sure. Very, very, very good, Matthias. Listen, I think we more or less rounded off all the questions I had in mind, and we also promised normally in Project Cargo Weekly not to bore our viewers with too long interviews. So you know the attention span. But listen, I want to say formally, Matthias, many, many thanks to you for joining this interview. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you for inviting me.
And to all our listeners, viewers, readers around the world, wherever you may be, this was another great interview, in my own view, of course, with Mr. Matthias Mattsson, the chartering coordinator of Meri Aura in Turku in Finland, in the Baltic Sea. And if you have any inquiries for big oversized, and you need a big flat, huge deck to transport your items, do contact with him. And for me, thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.